Hi, my name is Andrea Garza, and I am currently in a health science class, and recently we have been learning about genetics. So we went over our family tree and diseases that were in our family, and I found that hypothyroidism is very common throughout my mother, my aunts, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, and it's definitely in the genetics. So we have been looking at how to prevent these diseases that run in our family. So to start off, hypothyroidism is something that causes the thyroid gland to not produce enough thyroid hormone. So this ultimately causes the metabolism to slow down. This is usually in middle-aged and older women. So there's a lot of symptoms like weight gain, which is the most common one, but there's also fatigue and mood swings as well. So some prevention to help. I'll also be explaining some causes that will help explain the prevention. So stress is very big. You know, it's definitely an unhealthy thing for a lot of diseases. But for hypothyroidism specifically, it just worsens the conditions. So, you know, may cause even more weight gain and more fatigue. So if you could keep your nervousness and anxiety down in any way you can, you know, maybe medication if anxiety is a problem that you have, or just doing calming things like yoga or reading, just finding something that works for you and keeping down that stress can help prevent hypothyroidism. So autoimmune diseases are also a cause of thyroid issues. Sometimes the body's immune system mistakes the thyroid glands for invaders, so then it attacks those thyroid glands, which then causes the glands to not be able to produce enough hormones, since there isn't that many of them. So then that causes and leads to the hypothyroidism. So a way to prevent the autoimmune diseases is to try removing gluten and grains from your diet. And so this helps autoimmune diseases, which then in return prevents the hypothyroidism. So another thing is hormone therapy and medication. So since the thyroid has to do with hormones, it's important to regulate those hormones and keep them functioning normally. So medications such as levothyroxine is good because it keeps the hormones in your body regulated, so there's not too many or too little of them being produced. And there's also things like dried up pig thyroids from this brand called Armor Thyroid. And there's lots of other dried up animal thyroids that people take as supplements. People have been doing this since around the 1800s, and it's definitely still in effect today. And this just keeps the thyroid functioning normally and just helps the regulation of it. So there are like medicines and supplements that help the thyroid, but there's definitely some that also interfere with its function. So it is advised that you should avoid amiodarone, lithium, interferon alpha, and interleukin 2. These can lead to an irregular production of the hormones. So those are some to avoid. So for a proper function of the thyroid, iodine is very crucial and very important part, but too much or too little of it can cause damage. So the average person is recommended to take 150 micrograms of iodine a day. However, a pregnant woman needs 220 micrograms, and a breastfeeding woman needs 290 micrograms. So there's many ways you can get iodine, such as supplements. There's also foods rich in iodine. Many organic foods like strawberries, potatoes, yogurt, cheese, and there's a lot of others as well. So along the line of food, there has been lots of foods found that help to subside the symptoms of hypothyroidism and could also prevent it. So soy is really good, and you should include that in your diet, as well as broccoli, cabbage, and of course fiber is good for your overall health and also good for your thyroid, so you should have 20 to 30 grams of fiber a day. So these foods, along with a healthy diet in general, just keep your thyroid functioning well. Things to avoid are processed foods, fatty foods, sugary foods, refined foods, all things like that. I know every now and then it's hard not to try and indulge in some, but if you could cut back as much as possible, your thyroid will be functioning quite well. Coffee and alcohol should also be avoided. So smoking is definitely another general thing that everyone knows isn't good. But in regards to the thyroid specifically, there is a chemical called thiocyanate, and that triggers thyroid problems. So definitely don't smoke, because that chemical can be very damaging. And smoking is also a cause of Graves' disease, which also affects the thyroid, and Graves' disease has been known to usually lead to hypothyroidism as well. So that's multiple diseases that can be caused by smoking in the thyroid alone. So vitamins are a very good way to keep up the health of your thyroid and prevent hypothyroidism. So there are supplements like vitamin A. And vitamin A is definitely good for your thyroid. So a dosage of about 25,000 international units a day is recommended for good thyroid function. Okay, thank you for listening on how to prevent hypothyroidism.